Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And happy Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE. And this is the spring offering week. We want to thank you for all of those who have called in and participated in the spring offering. And if you haven't called, you still have time to call. I can tell you this, if the budget is raised, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's all that they're going to need. I don't know if you've ever been in charge of a budget, but I have. And just about the time that you think that you've got everything covered that needs to be covered, you suddenly find out that an expense pops up that you didn't know about. So if you would like to be a partner with WMIE in taking the good news of Jesus Christ throughout Brevard County, you can call Paul at 321-632-1000, 321-632-1000, and say, we want to be a part of what WMIE is doing here in Brevard County. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So today we're going to pick up back in Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 32. We're going to read through 36, and then I'm going to read to you from the Amplified Bible from verses 29 to 36. It just has some interesting perspective that we can appreciate from the passages we've dealt with. So the first part is going to be from the New King James Version. It says, verse number 32, "Now therefore listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death." Now, let me read verse number 29 through 36 out of the Amplified Version. I'll see if I can't talk this time. "When he gave to the sea its limit and his decree that the waters should not transgress across the boundaries set by his command, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I, wisdom, was beside him as a master and director of the work. I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited earth and delighting in the sons of men. Now therefore listen to me, O you sons, for blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not refuse or neglect it. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me, wisdom, finds life and draws forth and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who misses me or sins against me wrongs and injures himself. All who hate me love and court death." That's quite a passage of scripture. So today I want to go back to verse number 32, and it says there, "Now therefore listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways." Wisdom, because it pre-exists everything that we see in creation, wisdom cries out and says, "Listen to me." Wisdom instructs authoritatively. Wisdom is not an opinion. Wisdom is not something to be debated. Wisdom is something to be heard. Wisdom is something to be received. And wisdom is something that God wants to use to teach us. It instructs with authority. It was Jesus' authority that was one of the things that captured the attention of the audiences to which he was speaking. It was that he had a mastery of the subject matter of God, the kingdom of God, and God's love for people. Let me be fair and say this. He's an expert on every subject. So no matter what he speaks on, he's going to speak authoritatively. So whenever I listen to someone who knows what they're talking about, it has a way of getting my attention. I went to a meeting one time. My son was the reason for this meeting. He wasn't in trouble. It was to help a bunch of people who had been away to reacclimate to coming home. And they had a number of speakers that were designed to help family as well as these individuals to reacclimate to life here in America. And I watched as speaker after speaker after speaker got up, and I watched the eyes of every one of these people that they were supposed to be helping become more glassy and more glassy until they were completely and totally glossed over. They were just kind of sitting there. If they weren't asleep, they were close to being asleep. I watched as the person with the greatest amount of authority in the room began to mock the speakers, and as they were going through their spiel, they knew what they were going to say, and it didn't matter whether anybody got it or not. They were just going to say. And then later in the afternoon, there was a chaplain that got up, and he addressed the exact same audience that every other speaker had addressed. Only their eyes weren't glassed over. They weren't blurry-eyed. They weren't ignoring him. Every person I saw was sitting on the edge of their seat, because this person knew exactly what they had gone through, knew exactly the challenges that they were going to be facing, and he also knew how to handle it with wisdom. Wisdom is instruction. Now, I don't know about you, but I have put together my share of projects through the years where I didn't read the instructions. And you would get it together and you'd say, oh man, I knew this was the way it went together, but the instructions say that it needs to go the other way. Now, in all fairness, sometimes the instructions don't come with words, they just come with pictures. And that can be a challenge in its own, because a lot of times those drawings are made by people with engineering minds instead of the average person assembling projects mind. Sometimes there's just a very minor distinction between getting it done right and getting it done wrong. Can I tell you that God sent the Holy Spirit as with the intent of guiding us into all truth? He's there to instruct us. Wisdom is there to instruct. I don't know about you. There are certain things like putting together a bike. If you don't get it right the first time, you can get it together right the next time. If you're putting together a bookshelf, you know, it's a little frustrating if it takes a half hour longer because you got things wrong from the instruction. You know, you misunderstood the instructions, ignored the instruction. Sometimes that can just be a little frustrating. But I want to tell you, with life, sometimes you can't afford to get it wrong. And getting it wrong always has a price tag. Whether it is a spiritual, whether it's an emotional or relational or financial price tag, it all of that varies. But we can't afford to live without wisdom. Everybody wants to know the future. What does the future look like? Somebody, please tell me, what does the future look like? You know why they want to know what the future looks like? Because they don't want to mess it up. Well, wisdom says you may not know what holds or what the future holds, but you know who holds the future. And if you will live by the wisdom that God has provided you with, everything's going to be okay. Okay? So wisdom instructs authoritatively. And because of that, it says, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Now, if I asked, you know, who wants to be blessed? Well, yeah, everybody wants to be blessed. But listen to how the word is explained in the Amplified. Happy, fortunate, to be envied. To be envied. This is a person who is living with the joy of the Lord. The favor of God is going before them. It seems like everywhere they go, doors just open wide before them. And I will tell you, wisdom does that. Wisdom is an attribute in your life and in my life that people will say, when you have that wisdom, you are blessed. You are blessed. You're fortunate. You're happy. You are to be envied. And Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32 says that blessing is available to everybody who lives wisely. Just not a person who knows wisdom, but their lifestyle is wisdom. Okay? And so wisdom cries out and says to everybody in Brevard County that that you have the possibility of living your life as a blessed by God individual, that you are filled with happiness, that fortune just is wide open before you, and you are to be envied because of the blessing of wisdom that God has poured out into your life. And he says, all you've got to do to begin living that lifestyle is to listen to what God's wisdom has to say. Listening is extremely important. It goes on in verse number 33, and it says, hear instruction and be wise. Okay, so it is not just the listening. It is not just the hearing. It is the listening and the hearing that we allow to transform our being. Okay, I had a person that was speaking into my life on a regular basis. And it was you know, relatively early on in the radio program's career, and because of the seasons of my life and things like that, I was receiving more instruction than I had time to appropriate into my being or into my lifestyle. I was like, I don't need to waste your time and I don't need to waste my time because it is great to hear it, but I've got to apply it. And right now my lifestyle is just not going to allow that. So I am looking forward because of recent changes in the family dynamic. I'm looking forward to being able to make wise improvements in Bob's life. See, I want to be able to speak wisdom into your life, but that means that I've got to have God's wisdom overflowing in my life because it is something that is supposed to operate out of an overflow or out of an abundance, not just out of the bare essentials. And so here it says, Blessed is the man who listens to me. So there's the listening again. There's the fortunate and the happy and the to be envied person. Watching daily at my gates, watching at the posts of my door. And so there is this daily thing that is supposed to be taking place. Now, if you remember over in verse number 30, wisdom said that God delighted daily in wisdom. And in verse 31, it says that wisdom rejoices always before God, and that his delight was with the sons of men. Well, there's one element that is missing from that being the perfect combination, and that is people who are daily waiting and watching and listening and rejoicing at the threshold of wisdom. Okay? I've got a confession to make, and that is this. I haven't got wisdom mastered yet. I could live to be 90, and I still will not have all of wisdom operating in my life, because I started telling a story yesterday about not using measuring cups and proportions and stuff like that. Wisdom is without measure with God. The wisdom of God it's impossible for us to comprehend in its fullness. I tell people all the time, if you can understand all there is to know about God, your God is too small. Because the Bible says it's going to take him all of eternity to reveal himself to us. So we need to seek daily at his gate. Whatever you're going through right now, whatever challenges you're facing, God has wisdom for that circumstance. Okay? It is amazing the number of believers who have rejected biblical wisdom and embraced worldly wisdom only to suffer the consequences of using an inadequate, counterfeit form of wisdom in their life and experiencing discouragement and disillusionment and wondering, God, I thought I did everything the way it was supposed to be done, and it messed it all up. And I know that we all make mistakes, but a lot of mistakes could be avoided if we would just embrace the wisdom of God's word. Did you know there's wisdom in the word for dealing with prodigals? There's wisdom in the word on how to communicate the gospel with unbelievers. There's wisdom in the word for your giftings, and God's going to make room. So daily we need to be at the threshold of wisdom and saying, okay, God, I need you to speak wisdom, because wisdom is proved right by our actions all the time. And so I may face some things today that I wasn't expecting to face, but I know this, there's wisdom from God that is going to help me to navigate this problem in a glorious, victorious manner. Blessed is the man, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Wisdom is life-giving. Wisdom is life-giving. Wisdom is universally available to everybody. So I encourage you, do not procrastinate in your desire for wisdom. Don't put it off. Instead, realize that your life is going to be enhanced. Now, I told you earlier, what the decision that I had to make with that person who was pouring wisdom into my life. It wasn't that I eliminated wisdom. I had to improve on the appropriation of the wisdom. I had to improve on the application of the wisdom. I needed to improve on implementing it into my life. So that's what I focused on. When I taught school, I taught a Christian school. I taught it in Texas, but it wasn't the same type of school that I had grown up with, where this is today's lesson. You're either going to get it or you're not going to get it, and then we're going to move on to the next concept, which is based upon the last concept that we talked about. And if you didn't get it, boy, you're really going to struggle with this new concept. But boy, if you mastered that, you're gonna get this real well. It was a school situation where we're going to take as long as necessary for you to master this concept, because the next concept is built upon this foundation. And so if you get it lickety-split, we're going to move along pretty quickly. But if you don't, then we're going to take as long as necessary for you to get it, because it was important for life. What if I told you that the quality of your life could be drastically enhanced by the wisdom of God? You see, a lot of people think that the church is just in existence, you know, for a self-serving purpose. It's not. Church is designed to point you to God so that the wisdom of God will be poured into your life, and you will have the highest quality of life that you could possibly have. Because when you live in wisdom, you're going to find favor, not, you know, at Walmart, not at some grocery store. You're going to find favor, not on the sidewalk, but you're going to find favor being poured into your life by the Lord God Almighty. God opening doors of favor for you in your life, just because you found wisdom and you implemented it into your life. What's the other alternative? Because there are alternatives. You don't have to choose wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but you don't have to choose it. It's wise to choose it. I recommend it. But what are the alternatives? But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Now, if you look in Luke chapter 15, it's the story of the lost coin. It is the story of the lost sheep and the lost son. Those are the three parables. And the prodigal son said to his father, "I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son." Here in Proverbs 8, it says, "But he who sins against me, which is wisdom, wrongs his own soul." Don't you think that we could use a little less self-inflicted damage? I don't know about you, but I don't want to do something that's going to compromise me mentally. I don't want to do anything that's going to compromise me intellectually. I don't want to do anything that is going to cause me to have emotional consequences or relational consequences. I don't need that kind of problem in my life. And God said, I don't have to live that way. I can say yes to God's wisdom, and God's wisdom will prevent me from doing damage to my own soul. Did you know that the Bible talks about that there's a way to avoid doing damage to your own flesh. Don't live immorally. Live morally. With godly relationships, the way that the Bible describes, he says, you know, that if a person joins a prostitute, that he's done damage to his own flesh. You don't have to do that. You get to live. You can live in a manner that is not going to have negative consequences. Proverbs 8:36 concludes with this: all those who hate me love death. So on the one hand, if you find wisdom, you find life, and you obtain favor. But if you have the wrong attitude toward God's wisdom, if you hate God's wisdom, okay, and you don't, you might say, well, my emotions don't rise to the level of hating God's word. Well, in 2021, there are huge portions of society that have a very strong loathing for God's word because it doesn't fit with the wisdom of men. It doesn't fit the world's mindset at this point in time. And so they have positioned themselves as enemies who hate the wisdom of God's word. It doesn't change the validity of the wisdom. All that mindset does is change the consequence. It moves a benefit of life and favor to a consequence of a person who loves death. Death is quite simply this, a separation. What does hating wisdom separate you from? It separates you from favor. It separates you from the very principle that God used to create everything around you. It separates you from eternity, the way that God wants you to spend it. It separates you from blessing your own life to where you do damage to yourself mentally, relationally, financially, spiritually. You don't want to suffer those sorts of consequences. I encourage you today, diligently seek wisdom, because in the end, you are going to find life and favor from the Lord. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Your birth.